you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we're going to do right here on Herb Talk. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about the battleground of infection. Yeah, what that may mean. We got some ancient secrets to reveal and what medicine is saying about them. And a whole bunch more and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. I'm praying for this nation. I hope you are too. And today's devotional puts us in John chapter 12, where the Lord says, I am come a light into the world, that whoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. Amen to that. And if you go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says that we should be Christian soldiers and endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's peace and joy and liberty wherever the Lord is. So we gotta ask the Lord to come back into America. Let's do that. Unified. You know, believe and succeed. right? That's how I look at it. So mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, Frank, hey, we only got one quacker tonight in the quack report. So a little brief, but we're going to talk about the five most kind of astonishing discoveries science and medicine have for 2019. We're coming up at the end of this year really quick. So five of the things that really stuck out were the country with the world's healthiest children don't mandate vaccines. That's interesting. Also, the measles vaccine wasn't just ineffective. It actually spread a rare form of myelitis. That happened this year. Also, new material, lighter than titanium, was discovered by people and inventors in Turkey. It's a type of metal wood. It's used as a building material, but it's 5 times stronger than titanium, 4 times stronger than bulk nickel and nickel plating. And but it's lighter than titanium, and it still offers enough stability. It's very useful in a lot of manufacturing applications. So there you go. And also 5G came on the scene in this year. Super fast, but is it super safe? That's the big question. A lot of people don't think it's safe. It's a lot of microwave frequency that's going to be turned on with operating through a lot of cellular transmitters and such high frequency microwaves, never before experienced levels. Gonna be in your neighborhood near you. And the number five thing that happened in 2019 that stuck out was there was scientific proof that cumin and turmeric fight cancer. Yeah. So cumin or curcumin has a lot of polyphenols in it. It's a type of superfood, and it offers a lot of health benefits to the body, and it boosts also not only that your memory, cognitive power, but it reduces a lot of inflammation that causes things like arthritis, and also wards off depression. They also found that in a study that was in the Anti-Cancer Research Journal that it destroyed cancer cells utilizing and leveraging your stem cells that are in your body. So there you go. Lots of benefits there for your medicinal plants, foods, spices. Amen. God provided all that for us. And that wraps the quack report. All right. Thanks, Rick. Hey, we're going to be talking about the battleground of infectious diseases. And, you know, we've had our kind of our full share of infectious disease reports lately, but kind of no secret. This is interesting what is happening in science. I see a light at the end of the tunnel for them, actually. So it's really no secret that scientific medicine is really being kind of worried about how they're going to stop the drug-resistant infections. And in most cases, medicine has been kind of resistant to the idea, hey, that there's plants out there that can resolve these infections, even pain, better than drugs, especially when the drugs aren't working and they cause a lot of addictions. So we're going to check this out and look at what's developing in science and how this is going to impact, you know, natural medicine. It's an interesting thing. All right. I'm watching my clock, Frank, but keep me on track. I get all excited and into my topic, and I forget about the clock. Frank's always, you know, like shaking his head. All right, let's talk about this major fight, though, because one major fight that we're seeing is kind of this tug of war between a lot of legislative rules that govern, obviously, the CBD oil stuff made from hemp products, and the public is kind of weary of the drug side effects of prescription pain killers. So they actually are looking for a natural source for pain, but without all the addictive effects. Now, drug companies have actually lobbied Congress and have even sued companies manufacturing CBD products in order to prevent them from making them and selling them. Also, fake news reports on the health threat of CBD and got circulated as kind of an advertising by the drug companies in an attempt to stop the public from trying CBD for pain. Yeah, that's been going on. But there's this break point. We also have major health pandemic with the infectious bacterial problem. Modern medicine is failing to successfully treat a lot of infectious diseases. The drugs just don't touch it. So this area seems to be, for the time being, kind of off limits to attacking it as medicine is exploring herbal possibilities. So the drug companies are told to, shh, we have to find a solution to this. So the drug companies aren't supposed to do their shenanigans, see. You want to keep in mind that the public is really watching what the health authorities are doing regarding the serious mess, you know, of drug-resistant bacteria. You know, they want a cure for these type of infections, especially the kind of infections that people are contracting while they are at the hospital or if they're at another type of healthcare facility. You know, we care about our elderly people, our family members, and when they go to nursing homes and so forth, you know, they're vulnerable to those types of infections. So the medical establishment knows they have to produce something that is effective because it's getting to the point that, you know, only a trauma surgery is going to be permitted due to the risks of getting infections if you're having a surgical procedure. So this would kind of be a significant financial hit to the medical industry if they had to suspend elective or non-life-threatening surgical procedures. So they got to get a handle on this. Say, no more, you know, hip or knee replacement surgeries, you know, because it's not life-threatening. And, you know, you run the risk of an infection. So, all right, let's look at this new report. We're going to get a little bit of the public perspective here, because in December 2019, there was this report that got released by, it was done by the Remedy Review folks. This is a research firm that was founded by fitness professionals, and it was in order to present a lot of information that they hope would positively influence modern medicine in the scientific research area for natural healing stuff. So they were thinking, let's, you know, put out this research information and maybe it'll spark some sort of, you know, research in scientific medicine that would utilize a lot of natural therapies instead of all the drug therapies. So that was their thinking. And what they reported is 3 out of 4 people in general believe natural remedies are safer than prescriptions. Well, I can't disagree with that. Now, this is especially evident with regards to the alternatives to the pain prescription drugs. And according to their report, the public has been aware that the pain drug addiction is a crisis. Okay? They didn't need mainstream medicine to, or even President Trump to tell them that. They've known this. However, natural remedies are already available for the public in the United States to use. And science is not really interested in the whole food medicine, but is interested in dissecting plants to produce a patented prescription product called a drug. They're interested in that. Now, we should know by now that such products are missing vital nutrition that prevents the side effects. So it seems that some are seeking the scientific medicine's approval or endorsement on the natural remedies, when all we really need to worry about is the safe promise of purpose herbal medicine offers us based on God's word. So in Genesis 1, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104:14, and Revelations 22:2. So from Genesis to Revelation, God's pretty much telling you like it is, you know, herbs are here for you. They'll help you. And God can't lie. In addition, we seem to forget, you know, medicinal herbs often don't work well with over-the-counter prescription drugs. So watch that, too. You know, all right, so let's look at the plant medicine. This is out of Emory Health Sciences at Atlanta, Georgia. This is May 2019. They produced a study on how medics and physicians during the U.S. Civil War used plants to heal people. That's right. The Confederate field hospitals relied on natural, traditional herbal remedies. Get out, right? So imagine the Surgeon General of the Confederate commissioned this field guide to plant and tree medicines using traditional medicine as that is really, really nearly all but forgotten now. So that's the Army using that. The military foraged for plants and trees in the South for the hospitals and the field medics to use. And their primary focus was to find and use plants that would inhibit infections and heal wounds quickly. Now, supply lines for conventional drugs were unreliable, and there's a lot of shortages because, you know, the Union cut them off. So modern medicine is really now trying to tap into this long-forgotten knowledge in order to manufacture some new drugs for the drug-resistant bacteria. What do you think of that, Frank? Let's go back to the Civil War. We'll find a solution to our modern problem. Let's go back to the ancient rules. Ah, interesting. Modern science doing that, right? Well, it was really an ancient science of survival, basically, what you saw in the Civil War there. We sometimes kind of hear even rumors today that the United States is going to have to go through a second Civil War. Well, if that were to happen, we had better have some knowledge on what plants will assist us. Seriously. I mean, if the Confederates got cut off, just imagine, you know, this nation with all the people in it now. So in the research by Emory, they looked at the plants the Confederates used for the bacterial infections, and they experimented with plant extracts, and this is what they found out some of the benefits were. Antimicrobial activity against many dangerous species of drug-resistant bacteria. And it offers, the herbs offered analgesic effects, which removed pain and inflammation. Right. Mm-hmm. God can't lie, right? Okay, so here's a quote from a few of the scientific professors that were engaged in the Emory Center study. This was at the Human Health School of Medicine in the Department of Dermatology and Virology. Micah Detwaller and Cassandra Quave, this is what they say, quote, "The Civil War Guide to Plant Remedies is a great reference. Our findings suggest that these plant therapies saved many soldiers from amputation of limbs and saved lives during the Civil War. This research into the Civil War medicinal plants might one day benefit modern wound care. Studying these plants in the traditional healing practices, we have uncovered promising candidates for new drugs if we can identify which plant compounds are responsible for the antimicrobial activity. We are seeing the ancient science of survival." Mm. And then one of the chief pathologists and virologists at the infectious department at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, and he was also a co-author on the study, was Daniel Zerwisky. He says, "I am a firm believer in learning everything we can garner from the past so that we can benefit now from the knowledge and wisdom of our ancestors," end of quote. So this research review by Emory Health Science was published in the September 2019 Journal of Scientific Reports and also the May 2019 Science Daily Report. Hmm. Well, ever hear that saying, Frank? Necessity is the mother of invention. I'm sure you have. So since traditional medicinal supplies were kind of scarce in the South during the Civil War, the Confederacy had to use what was available. Necessity, mother of invention. So now get this. The Confederacy commissioned a botanist and a surgeon from South Carolina. His name was Francis Procher, and he compiled a book on the medicinal plants indigenous to the South. And this book also included plant remedies often used by the Native Indians and also the enslaved Africans. Get out, right? So the book was titled Southern Fields and Forests and was published in 1863. And inside were 37 species of plants used for gangrene and other types of infections. Now, The Confederate Surgeon General, Samuel Moore, he used Porcher's work to document the success of medicinal plants, and then he published a field guide for the military called The Standard Supply of Indigenous Remedies for Field Service and for the Sick in General Hospitals. Well, amazing stuff, because it is really no surprise that in the research the Emory Health Science folks did, they used white willow bark, mentioned in the Civil War book, to make extracts with, and they tested it against bacteria known to infect wounds, and what they found is it reduced inflammation and improved healing. Other plants they tested were also antibacterial and destroyed staph infection, pneumonia bacteria, and sepsis, which is your blood poisoning. That's a big one, sepsis. Now, here's a quote from Cassandra Quave. She's with the Emory Research Review. She said, "In many instances, these plant extracts disarm the bacteria and prevents it from replicating. And I've been taught that traditional plant remedies should be dismissed as incapable of fighting infections. Obviously, there are many more ways to cure infections, and we need to focus on them in this area of drug-resistant bacteria," end of quote. So she was taught, don't waste your time. Herbs are impotent. They can't do anything. Aha. Well, they're probably going to save their bacon, right? And they're going to be able to get the bacteria their drugs can't. Well, here's a quote from Micah Ditwilder. She's also with the Emory Review. She says, "Plants have a great wealth of chemical diversity, and they are extremely powerful and important." End of quote. Well, I can't disagree with that. As we wait on science to determine, you know, which plant chemicals in the medicinal herbs provide the protection from infections and pain, well, hey, you and I, we can just use the plant, okay? So we can skip their research, their drug manufacturing, their FDA approval, their side effects, and their extraordinary high prices. So if we think about it, plants have always been healing medicine for the poor, and science wants to totally control that. So imagine science putting a patent on certain nutrients in foods and claiming that all the foods that contain those nutrients fall under their patent. Kind of sounds insane, right? Yeah, but this is currently being done, right? And also, the European Union Health Authority folks, they kind of taken it a little step further. What they're doing is they're dissecting medicinal plants of all their chemical compounds, listing the compounds in a large database, and governing these compounds. For instance, if you wanted garlic, Frank, you're the garlic man over there. If you wanted garlic, the idea is to sell you the compounds that make up garlic, and then you would reassemble them to actually have garlic. So we're supposed to accept their thinking that this will prevent world hunger and standardize all foods and medicinal plants. They want everything standardized. They don't want any surprises in plants, see? So, but you know, in nature, there really is no standardization, because location and growing conditions dictate a lot of the results from that you get in the crop. So it's all about really controlling people's lives. That's what the real reason is. That's what the real reason is. So don't put off till tomorrow what you can learn today. You know, my grandparents used to tell me that all the time. So the ancient knowledge of healing is on a comeback, and it needs to be accessible to the people for their health and benefit. So don't let authorities garnish what God gave every man. Herbs are for the service of man and the healing of the nations. That's Psalms 104:14 and Revelations 22:2. And we know God can't lie, see? No. So I encourage you to call Apothecary Herbs for the bounty of bacteria-busting herb formulas from whole food organic herbs. And you'll be amazed, just like the researchers at Emory Health Sciences. You'll have powerful tools and instructions teaching you what God promises are real. God's promises are real. Okay? He's real. His promises are real. So Apothecary Herbs also has herbs for pain, inflammation, digestion, energy, sleep, a whole bunch of things. For pets. You know? So give them a call. Get your free catalog. They have a free catalog to send you. The number is toll-free in the United States and Canada. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. One more time. 866-229-3663. Now you go to the website too, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless because the tools and the knowledge and the power is put back in your hands. You're going to be so empowered. Oh, you just don't know what to do with yourself, right? You'll say, well, I don't know what that's like. Well, now you are going to know. Yep, take advantage. They do have their holiday wellness event right now going on. You'll save a whopping 35% on orders of $50 or more, right? And this runs through the first of the year, January 2020. I got to get used to seeing that date, Frank, 2020. Oh, my word. What am I going to do? It's just weird, isn't it? It is weird. I'm like feeling old. Now, if you're going to use the 35% off, the code on the website to use in the shopping cart is just simply wellness. Type in wellness. Okay. Now, of course, you can write it on your order form or use it over the phone. You want the 35% off, and take advantage of that because it's gonna. I mean, the time is a flying. And it'll be the first of the year before you know it. So take advantage of that. Get what you need. Get your cold and flu stuff. Get your energy stuff, your organ cleansing stuff, your vitamin mix for your pets. So your Fidos and your booty cats are really nice and healthy. Got to take care of our furry friends, don't we? And a whole bunch of other stuff. Anxiety busting formulas are there. Oh, they got the new oral health stuff. You know, if you want to improve the teeth and gums. Oh, they got stuff for toothache. I mean, it's just amazing what they have. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, free catalog. You can download the catalog off their website, too, if you want. Or you can order it off the website, and it'll be mailed to you. And it'll go first-class mail, and it's absolutely free. 866-229-3663. And if you are on the website and you have email, you can also sign up for their free online newsletter, which goes out twice a week. They have two. They have the American Survival, and that goes out on Tuesdays. And then they have the Health Quest that goes out on Friday. And just empowering, healthy information in there that you can also share with family and friends, and it's absolutely free. So you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on Books and Newsletters to sign up today. I can see by the clock, Frank. I can see the clock. It says we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Two million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas. because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Frank's jamming out over there. All right, we're going to be talking about a little thing that comes up from time to time. People have really interesting questions, Frank. You know, I get the standard stuff, but then once in a while, there's that, you know, hey, can you tell me why you hit that sensation where you feel like your blood's running cold? Well, some people experience that feeling that they feel like their blood, there's ice water running through their veins. Kind of a strange sensation, often, you know, causing maybe you to feel a bit anxious. However, in a majority of the cases, the sensation really doesn't last very long and often is gone in less than a minute. Frank, have you ever had that sensation where you felt like you got really cold blood going on? I've had it a couple times in my life. It's kind of unsettling. You know, so when this happens, is there a cause for alarm? That's one of the questions I get asked. Well, is it a good or a bad thing when this happens? Or is there some sort of strange health condition that you should be worried about? Well, the next time it happens to you, notice your situation and what may be prompting this strange phenomenon to occur. So we're going to take a look at this. What does science say about it? Well, according to science, the human body, you know, freezes between 23 and 28 degrees Fahrenheit. However, in this instance, we're not talking about hypothermia or our blood literally freezing, are we? Science is stating that if you experience a sensation of your blood feeling cold, it could be a protective mechanism. So when we are frightened, or if we're in a life or death situation, the body does release a lot of hormones into the blood, epinephrine and adrenaline and cortisol. So when these hormones meet in a chemical reaction that takes place, it's sending a message throughout the body, you have to react quick. So this message often revs up the metabolism. It shifts it into high gear. Your digestion actually stops asking for more energy so that more energy goes into the blood flow and oxygen and to serve the muscle mass, okay? So heart also and brain and lungs get a lot of oxygen and blood flow delivery, but your gut is not going to be digesting anything. So when this occurs, we tend to be much stronger. It's the flight or fight response. And people sometimes say, I see things almost coming at me in slow motion. It's kind of surreal. So this all makes sense, but what about that cold sensation, though, that you get running through your veins, right? Well, according to science, they explain it as a vasoconstriction of your arterioles. And this action will boost your blood pressure very quickly and cause that cold sensation. I don't know, Frank, have you ever had that? I can remember having it, but I wasn't really in a life-threatening situation. I was kind of like coming out of a nightmare or bad dream or something, and I had that sensation, you know? I guess terror would be what would cause that, right? So obviously, if we get scared, science says we could experience that cold-blooded sensation. I wonder if that's the same kind of sensation adrenaline junkies get, like the Evel Knievels, you know, those kind of people. They like jumping out of airplanes, bungee jumping, all that stuff. Oh, let's just jump to the Grand Canyon on Thursday. Well, the situation we have probably very little control over, and you'll get that blood cold feeling. So what level of fear makes that sensation kick in? Well, the requirement, according to experts, would be that your brain perceives something very terrifying. And some medical books describe the fear level as dread bordering on hysteria or a sense of impending destruction and doom. So, yeah, you feel like you're helpless and you may feel like you're going to die, you know, something tragic. So it also can be triggered by a feeling of loss or grief. Have you ever had like a dream where someone close to you becomes fatally injured or you lose them and you get that cold-blooded feeling then? That happens then too. So you wake up and you realize you just had an awful dream, but the chilliness is just starting to leave the bloodstream. You still feel that chill a little bit. So we can get those cold sensations like that when we're very anxious and we feel we're losing control of a situation, and we may feel that it's worse, the situation's worse than it really is. So you get a flood of emotions, a flood of chemicals, flood of hormones, a flood of endorphins. Different emotions bring on different chemical reactions in your body. So science has tested actually your tears, and they find out different chemicals make up your tears because they're a product of different emotions. So if you're crying because you're joyful, if you're crying because you're in pain, if you're crying because you're sad, you're grieving, or maybe you're crying because you get something in your eye, all those elements of tears are going to be different chemically. So they say tears of joy, for instance, contain more oxytocin. It's a chemical hormone. whereas your tears of sadness wouldn't have that chemical at all. Opposites. Emotional tears, they say, contain more proteins, whereas if you were cutting an onion, for instance, these are more considered irritant tears, and they have 30 times more manganese in it. Now, science has also learned if you have more of emotional tears going on, they contain a lot more lubricants and hormones and salt. And if you have ever experienced the feeling of helplessness, this will produce a different set of chemicals, and the blood may feel cold, but it's not a flight or fight sensation that you're in. Instead, you may experience a sensation of a lot of head pressure, but you're not experiencing a headache. So when pressure in the head can, you know, produce a overwhelming feeling, you have trouble thinking straight. It's an emotional reaction, and you have trouble focusing. And some people may hyperventilate, and it's really described as a severe anxiety attack. So situations of anxiety can also cause that sensation of your blood being chilled. And when in the anxiety, the body interprets the situation as very stressful. So when anxiousness comes to the body, you could have what is called a cold break or a cold sweat. And what this is that adrenaline hormones are flooding the bloodway, which tend to heat up the body but also produces the fight or flight reaction. And then the air cools off the skin, making the person feel cold. So it's a different sensation of cold. It's not where your blood runs cold. You just feel cold on the tactile surface of skin. Now, the common emotion before anxiety kicks in, typically fear sets in first. Well, anxiety is fear. That's what it is. And fear can bring on a lot of cold chills. It often can be referred to as a chill up your spine. You ever hear that? Yeah. Or how about the hairs on my neck stood up? Right? Medical science is really not completely sure of the cause of this sensation, but the release of the adrenaline is suspected. Now, people with anxiety or panic attacks or obsessive disorders tend to be more sensitive to environmental conditions like temperature in a room. So a majority of people really don't notice these changes, and medical science states it as kind of a side effect of the condition. So in other words, people with anxiety may interpret a change in cooler temperature as an indication that something is wrong, whereas the average person would say, well, maybe, you know, the thermostat needs replacing. something wrong with the thermostat, that's what's wrong. Now, someone with anxiety who experiences a 2-degree colder temperature, that kind of change, they'll have a whole body shiver, whereas a majority of people don't notice the change at all. So they're more sensitive to temperature changes if you have an anxiety condition. There is an anxiety test. We're told that, you know, healthy levels of anxiety are supposedly your score should be below 40, and you can take an anxiety test. There's some of them online to get your anxiety level, see how anxious you are. So you can go to calmclinic.com and then click on their anxiety test, and you can take the test, and it's a short couple of questions. And you can get a score there if you're worried that you're anxious. You can check it out there. So it's kind of easy in our current climate change is to be worried about everything. A lot of anxiety out. People are just, you know, off on not easy. They're on edge. You know, I understand because there's a lot of information out there, if you're listening to it, that could cause that anxiousness to occur. The scripture says we're to be concerned but not worried. Okay? See, there's a big difference, because anxiousness and fear are from the devil, see? And God's on your side, right? You know, he who knows the Lord is blessed, right? So, worry is to let fear rule you, rule your emotions, your thoughts, and God is not the author of fear. Okay? Now, I'm not saying, you know, the world's nuts and it's something to be concerned about. Yes, but you shouldn't worry. God's on the throne. He's in control. So there have been actually studies where people who pray have better health and they heal faster and they have less anxiousness. So science really can't explain why that is. But we are promised a sound mind when we draw near to God in prayer. He promises that, and God can never lie. His words never come back void. So when you pray to him, you remind him of those things, and then he knows, hey, you're reading my word. So his word does never come back void. So if your anxiousness, if you have panic attacks, you know, draw near to the Lord, and he also provides you some herbs to help bridge the gap of your uneasiness. And I like to use valerian root. It's non-addictive. It does not sedate you. You don't lose coordination. So valerian root, I like it in the liquid better than I do in dried form, capsule form. So it calms the nervous system. It's like your nervous system has a big sigh of relief, okay? But it's not addictive, and it's not going to sedate you. It's not going to put you to sleep. It's not a sedative. The other thing that I encourage people to think about is getting some plant-based calcium in the system, because the body all over uses calcium for lots of function, not only for your bones, but definitely calcium is also converted to neurotransmitters in the brain, has some serotonin, and the body needs some of that natural-based calcium also to help you sleep better. So if you're looking for valerian root or even the calcium, plant-based calcium, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have both of them. And you can find them online at thepowerherbs.com. You can also give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and request their full product catalog. And you can just see all the great tools they have in there. This cold and flu season, there's a lot of nice formulas that will nip things in the bud. A lot of things for sinusitis, if you have that. For sinusitis, press or take the Echinacea Deluxe and skip the sinus infection. I love it. I love the Three Amigos. Oh, nip it in the bud. You feel a little lethargic, a little off. You feel like I might be coming down with something. Fatigue is a big indicator. If you just feel a, you know, like your energy just got sucked out of you, that's usually an indication you're having a viral attack. That's typically how I interpret it. But I just go hit the Three Amigos, and within 2 hours, I feel great. I'm like back to normal. So lots of great tools there. Probably some of the tools the people of the Civil War era used. Because herbs are, you know, timeless. Think about it. It's a medicine that's timeless. Right? God created that chemistry. You can't improve on it. No, no, no. God is in charge. And you don't want to step on his copyright. So thepowerherbs.com, do get a free catalog. Do take advantage of their 35% off holiday wellness event. Very steep discount for them, okay? And a good time to stock up for things, because you're going to have the cold and flu season typically through until March, roughly. So you got a little ways to go. Get your formulas and put them in the pantry. Put them on in the medicine cabinet. They don't need refrigeration. They have a 10-year shelf life, so they'll be ready when you are. Lots of neat things, including pandemic kits, even. So look it up there at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes. I want to talk about some of the things that you could look at, we were talking about body signals the other day. The body will give you indicators. There's something out of balance. There's something amiss. Please look into it. And a lot of times we just ignore stuff. We're so busy, right? And we just hope it'll go away, or we'll take this over-the-counter something and it'll just get rid of the symptom. Well, not always. And so we're going to be alert to the differences, maybe even unexplainable differences that our body is trying to communicate with us. If we're alert to the differences, especially in how we feel, how we function, even how our look, our complexion, our nails, our eyes, we have to be honest that, you know, sometimes when things don't look right, we better pay attention. The body's trying to let us know something. And a lot of times you can notice something even before the doctors do. So there was this 56-year-old female that had difficulty swallowing, and she felt that there was pressure or something in her throat, but there wasn't anything. And she said, I just have difficulty swallowing. Now, typically the swallowing mechanism becomes a problem usually for the elderly in their late 70s and into their 80s. But here she is, 56 years old. I also knew a 72-year-old female that also felt full after she ate just a spoonful, let's say, of yogurt, right? So these women both had really indicators that something was wrong, but they rationalized that it was something that was probably nothing. And see, you know, you're burning daylight at that point. You don't want to push it off and worry about it later. So when the body alters function, we need to pay attention. And some of the basic involuntary functions can be early alerts that something's very wrong. So our functions can change and become more frequent or not go away at all. So let's take a look at some things. Like if you have a cough or wheezing or breathing, you get changes in this, it could be a sign you're developing lung cancer. Pulmonary cancer or leukemia can cause these types of symptoms. Cancer pain can also radiate over a shoulder or down an arm. So think about that. If you get swelling, lumps, bumps, swallowing problems, they can be indicators of lymphatic glands. They're enlarged. And the esophageal, throat, or breast cancer could be developing. If you get fevers indicating frequent infections, it can point to a problem like with bone marrow, leukemia, cancer of the blood, that kind of thing, where your white blood cells increase in number. If you have a lot of bloating of the abdomen, inability to eat, like we mentioned, spoonful of yogurt and you're full, or if you have pelvic pain, the feeling full on a minuscule amount of food or a sudden weight gain around the waist would be signs of cervical or ovarian cancer. If you have a lot of fatigue and weakness, feeling constantly tired and don't feel refreshed after you wake up, a general indicator of some kind of disease, could be a various cancer, could be involved. It's something you got to go get checked. If you have stomach pain, rectal bleeding, or blood in the stool, which are frequent in nature, it can be an indicator of colorectal cancer. Weight loss, sudden a drop in weight, could be liver digestion or colon cancer there. Also breast redness, soreness, swelling, nipple changes. Of course, you want to check out breast cancer for that. Usually breast tissue becomes inflamed and swollen, not associated with any reproductive cycle or hormonal changes. That's not what it's about. This may not alert some women, but the nipple change usually gets their attention. It tends to flatten out and becomes concaved or inverted, turns sideways. So it's kind of scary. It looks weird. So women report they feel like the nipple has turned inside out, and it's itchy, scaly, and that kind of thing. And they may even get some discharge from the nipple. Well, this could definitely be breast cancer. So you've been missing some signs when you get to that point. Now, if you get a face that swells, get a lot of puffiness or redness in the face and the blood vessels, or if you get that feeling on the chest, it can be the result of tumors interfering with circulation. Now, here's something that's really scary. I've seen this on a couple of people, and it's shocking. Shocking, I tell you. Gauntness. If someone's gaunt, they look gaunt, the face is an indicator. It has a sudden sunken in look around the cheekbones, dark circles under the eyes, pale or pasty skin color. They almost look like they're walking dead, you know. This occurs when you have cancer, and it's actively spreading. That's what you get, that gauntness, when that's going on. Sometimes other diseases, tropical diseases, can do that as well. It gives you that gauntiness. Now, your fingernail changes can also be a clue that you may also have diseases or even cancers. If you get a brown or black streak or a dot on the nail, it signals cancer. Usually it shows up on one nail, one finger. Check your pinky nails. Sometimes it shows up there. Nails that tend to club where they're enlarged around the ends and curved down, indicator of lung cancer. And pale nails indicate liver cancer. And if you get a lot of pain on the lower right side of the back, it can indicate a variety of cancers. So you don't want to wait until these signs get so ingrained and significant to do something about it. So cleanse and nourish. Cleanse and nourish the body. Get the toxins out. Put the nutrition in. You'll help your T cells rebuild and regenerate your whole body. Amazing stuff. You have that power right now with the herbs God said are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So either you believe God or you don't. So herbs will cleanse and pull the toxins out and also restore balance and help the cells regenerate and heal. So nutrition from your herbs, foods, spices, medicinal herbs. This is what we're supposed to be using. We're not supposed to be using toxic chemicals, pharmaceutical, petrochemical drugs. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. And you want to watch also the other types of therapies like radiation. It's not natural. Think about what's natural, what we have naturally. There's a lot of herbs for cancer. There's turmeric. There's dandelion root and astragalus root. We have such wonderful tools to even reverse a lot of conditions we didn't think we could. So thepowerherbs.com, get a free catalog. The number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. You have the power to stop cancer. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't wait until it's stage four. It's hard to get rid of it then. Thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. 866-229-3663. Don't forget, 35% off in their wellness holiday event, and it runs through the first of the year. And the code to use on the shopping cart is wellness. It's on the homepage if you forget. Thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. Now, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.